Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is another unusual show. It is live. It's not the second or the fourth Monday of the month, but I am here with you live because I manifested something different to do this weekend than work on this, and that's absolutely fine. This is Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. And every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new show to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us, and we have a live show. And then we learn a little bit more about manifesting from her perspective. On the fourth Monday of the month, we may or may not have another person join us live, but the show will be live. Jillian Harris, worldwidemetaphysicalservices.com is one of our websites. The other website is The Conscious Cougar, and it's filled with lots of fun stuff. And if you want to join the show today, the number to call in is 516-418-5651. As always, on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, that number is 516-418-5651. And today you can call in and learn a little bit more or ask questions. I love it when you ask questions because that helps me help you. Before I get into today's topic, I want to thank everyone who has been emailing me because that helps promote the show. It helps me give me some topics. When I have enough to do a full show, I'll share the questions and answers. I've shared one or two already, but I would love to do an entire show about them. I've already done one show called 8 Reasons You're Not Manifesting What You Want, and I have more today. Manifesting really is easy once you develop it as part of your daily lifestyle. Just as there are a few guidelines to help you manifest, there are a few things you might unconsciously be doing that block your ability to create the life you want. I'd like to review the guidelines, or what I call the rules of manifesting. If you want a copy of these rules or more information about how to implement them, just email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. So let's get to it. Here are 7 main guidelines that you can help that you can use to achieve your dreams. Number 1, you must speak your dreams into existence in positive terms that say, I mean business. Number 2, speak in the present tense as if you already have what you want. Number 3, believe that what you want is already yours. Now, I can give you all the tips and tricks and secrets that I know, but if you don't believe it and believe that it's already yours, that you deserve, that's number 4, know that you deserve the life you desire. I can't give you those things, but I can give you a lot of other ideas and tips. Number 5, know your own skill set and determine if you have all the tools necessary to achieve your dream. There again, only you can know if you can tie 2 words together to make a sentence. It's easy. I am. But you need to know, if you want to be a writer, you have to know how to write. If you don't know how to write, you need to learn where to go and get some help. If you want to build a brick house, it might be important to learn how to lay brick if you're doing it yourself. Number 6, maintain an attitude of gratitude. And number 7, put action on your words. Now, when I talked about the 8 reasons you may not be manifesting, I went into detail about each reason. Today, I'm going to recap those reasons. And I also want to tell you, if you want a full manuscript of that show, all you have to do is ask. Email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and tell me you want a copy of the 8 reasons show. Now remember, If you aren't manifesting the life you want, it could be one or a combination of these following reasons. Number one, you might be unspecific or vague in your statement. Number two, you might not be using the 10-second rule to help affirm your statement. Number three, you might still be dreaming of things that will happen someday instead of in the present. Number four, you might not be connecting emotionally with your visualizations. Number five, you might not be aligning your desires with your actions. Number six, your manifestation could be interfering with someone else's free will. Number seven, it's more of a question. Are you manifesting all the steps towards your desire, or are you trying to eat the whole elephant at one time? In other words, are you visualizing the big picture or the steps that it takes to get to that big picture? Number eight, you might not be paying attention to the signs sent by Gus, God, Universe, Spirit, Source. It's important that you not ignore them. And I'll give you a real quick example. I was recently at a neighbor's house, and we were discussing something to do, you know, to improve the neighborhood. There were about eight couples there, and I kept quiet throughout everything, and toward the end, they were trying to assign different people to do different things to help out. And I finally spoke up, and I said, I can't help saying what I'm going to say. I said, it may not have any bearing on this, but I want to say it because it's popping into my head numerous times, and I just feel like I need to share this. And so I shared my thought, and they were very impressed and very pleased that I did so. Guess what committee I was on? Now, I want to remind you that manifesting is nothing more or less than vibrations. And if you've been hearing this little ding, that's a tuning fork that I have. It's 528 hertz, which is the frequency of unconditional love. And I've been enjoying tapping my tuning fork with my little mallet, and my cat even likes it. Whenever I tap it, he comes close and he wants to smell and see what's going on, because animals feel those vibrations maybe a little more keenly than humans, but it's all part of the game. And that's what manifesting is. It's attraction, it's energy, it's a universal law. Like attracts like. People who pray would call manifesting prayers answered, perhaps miracles. Hollywood called it The Secret and created a blockbuster movie around it. What you put out comes back to you. Your thoughts become things. Think about something long enough and it is going to manifest into your life. Have you ever known someone who worried so much they got physically ill, or others who led a cavalier life and seemed to never have a problem in the world? Whether they knew it or not, they were manifesting their realities. What you put out energetically comes back to you. And that's one reason I am hitting this tuning fork and sending out vibrations of unconditional love, because that will help all of us vibrate in that realm of unconditional love and manifest what we want more quickly. Now, please remember, if you have difficulty with one or more of these things and just don't know how to get around them or don't know how to get started, email me. I might be able to help you see your way toward the path you want to be on. Sometimes it helps to hear what you're trying to manifest in different words. So send your questions to me and let's get you on the path to your dream life. Just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Positive thoughts bring positive results. Negative thoughts bring negative outcomes. Thoughts are a form of energy, and positive energy attracts success in all the areas of your life, including health, finances, and relationships. Your thoughts become things. And this applies to relationships and things that you can't necessarily touch, careers, jobs. If you're still not able to achieve the life you want, here are some more things to consider. You may not believe the law of attraction works. You may think the secret is only for entertainment. You may have doubts that you're manifesting correctly. If you've heard others downplay manifesting, the secret, the law of attraction, or even the power of prayer, you may have started to doubt how effective this is. If you don't believe you can manifest for even a few seconds, you won't be able to. But if you can release this doubt, let it go, make a decision to believe in the law of attraction wholeheartedly, you will get exactly what you're asking for. Do you say one thing but perform different actions? This goes along with the previous episode where I talked about making sure your actions align with your manifest statement. We do it all the time. We say one thing, but what we say doesn't match what we want. We don't walk the talk. You can never get a new job, career, relationship, or whatchamacallit thingamabob if you don't take any action toward attaining it. One of our guidelines states that you must put action on your manifest statement. You must not be in conflict. If all you do is desire and wish and hope and pray but not act on your dreams, very little will happen. If you want something, but your thoughts don't line up with that desire, the universe is getting mixed signals and may not work out like you want it to. That's like when you've heard people say, oh, I know my romantic partner treats me bad, but we're in love. It'll pass. You can't say, I know it's not working out. I think it'll pass. That's very contrary. You have to be very specific. You have to be very positive. And you have to know what you want. If you want a relationship that's abusive, fine, stay there. But if you want a relationship that is built on love and mutual respect, take steps to change. Are you holding on to the past? Remember, your manifest statements must be spoken in the present tense in positive terms. If all you're doing is thinking about your past, you are setting yourself up for big, big disappointment. Don't get stuck in the past. Life is for living in the present. That's where the magic lives, and the present is where your manifesting has power. Are negative thoughts taking over your life, or do you find a positive spin to everything? For example, no matter what you want, it's okay. It's not okay to feel guilty for wanting it. Sure, there are people who have less than you do right now, but that doesn't mean you can't want more. The law of attraction or manifestation works for everyone who follows the guidelines and refuses to let negativity take over. Are you being lazy? Even though I've often said that the magic of manifestation is powerful, manifesting itself is not. It's not magic. I mean, it is powerful, but it's not magic. It's a universal law. You can't just say, hey, Gus, this is what I want, and then sit back and wait for it to happen. You have to put in some work. I've talked about this on other shows, and we'll continue with more in-depth details in future shows. Just keep listening. I'll keep teaching. Manifesting has a specific formula associated with it, which I call the rules. That's energy. Once you want something, you must ask for it in the present tense with positive terms. Believe that it's yours, take the necessary actions, and know that you deserve to receive it. If you don't actually believe it's possible, it won't be. Your positive thoughts and actions show Gus you are serious. By now, you probably know how important I believe it is to have an attitude of gratitude. If you are not grateful for what you have, you are in truth emitting negative energy into the universe. This keeps positive things from heading your way. You cannot complain about how bad your life is and expect to be blessed. The more grateful you are, the more you will be blessed with more. Offer gratitude for what you have now and for what is manifesting into your life. Be thankful for everything. Express gratitude for your health, shelter, food, clothing, the blue sky, birds, bees, flowers, and all the love you have experienced. And if you don't have good health, you don't have shelter, food, water, clothing, you can't see the blue sky, you have no idea what a bird or a bee or a flower is like, and you feel unloved, express gratitude that you can still take a breath and you find, you start wherever you are. If the only thing you have to be grateful for is the fact that you're not dead, start there. Be grateful and work your way up, and soon you will accomplish your dreams. Do you have constant feelings that you're not worthy of the life you want? Guess what? If you do, you will never achieve your desires. Believe that simply by being on the planet, you are worthy and you deserve to achieve all your dreams. There's nothing you need to do to receive love and goodness. The universe wants all good things for you and every single soul. When you believe that, nothing can stand in the way of your dreams, and I mean nothing. You are a precious, priceless human who is worthy of love immediately. You are a precious human who is worthy of love, blessings, and every other thing you can dream of. When thoughts and feelings of unworthiness appear, immediately begin stating positive affirmations about yourself and visualize yourself blessed and happy. If you don't know what a positive affirmation is, email me and I will direct you to the podcast. I will give you a transcript of the show, and I can send you a list of where to start. They're basically statements that just say, I am worthy of love. I am blessed. I am worthy of receiving miracles. I live the life of my dreams. Do you live in a negative environment? If you are surrounded by people who constantly complain and have negative energies, this negativity will influence you and your ability to manifest the life you dream about. That's not to say that you must move to a lonely, abandoned island to be away from everyone who's negative. Yes, you can remain positive and allow the law of attraction to work for you, even if you are in a negative atmosphere. You must not let that negativity affect you. Many times that negative energy pulls your positive energy right out of you like a vacuum. This is why it is so important to surround yourself with positive people as often as you can. If you associate with others who believe in the power of the law of attraction, your ability to manifest will increase. Have you ever noticed that artists tend to stay in communities of other artists? Writers like to be with other writers. Musicians want to be with other musicians. Editors, publishers, we all tend to circle. And car enthusiasts, horse people, it doesn't matter. You know, dog people like to be with other dog people. Cat people tend to be with other cat people. It's just the way it is. Remember to be patient and grateful for what you already have. Walk around with a smile on your face and live in a state of expectancy. You never know when your desires will arrive, but believe that they surely will. The universe loves to surprise us with gifts from unexpected sources. Thank you for listening today. Remember to come back every Monday at 11 a.m. for another manifest lesson. The second and fourth Mondays, I'm live with my guests, and they always have something interesting to say and tips to share. If you'd like a transcript of this show, have manifest questions, or a manifest success story, please email me, manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until then, stay positive, stay grateful, and stay surrounded by unconditional love. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.